It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world. The Bright Side is sponsored by PLINK Leadership. At PLINK Leadership, we have one big goal, to accelerate positive change. It's all based on fusing the sciences of human nature with the discipline of leadership to transform the world at work. Or, as we call it, accelerating positive change in a big way. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, Chief Experience Officer and co-founder of PLINK Leadership, I'm here to bring you 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey of becoming the best version of yourself. Have you ever noticed that when things are going really well, you sometimes will self-sabotage? This is a conundrum that Gay Hendricks, a author of The Big Leap, calls the upper limit problem. And I want to talk to you about the upper limit problem today. This is Alexis Robin, and you're listening to The Bright Side, sponsored by PLINK Leadership and brought to you from Truckee, California. So the upper limit problem, as described by Gay Hendricks in his book, The Big Leap, is our universal human tendency to sabotage ourselves when we have exceeded the artificial upper limit we have placed on ourselves. So what does that mean? So we, somewhere along the line, identify kind of a limit we are willing to experience and comfortable experiencing around joy, success, love, pretty much all the things that you want to feel, the positive things, positive emotions that are out there that feel good. When we start to get near that limit or we hit that limit, think of it as a thermostat, if you will, we oftentimes will intervene on behalf to take ourselves back down a couple levels, and we'll sabotage ourselves and our success or our love or our joy because it's uncomfortable. And we know from the work around vulnerability that people feel vulnerability from emotions such as shame or anxiety or fear just as much as they feel vulnerability around love or hope or belonging. And when you think about looking over the crib of your newborn baby or looking in on your kids sleeping, for those of you who are parents, oftentimes the first thought is pure joy, so much love. And then we often catastrophize. We often think of the worst things happening to them. And this can happen with your new puppy. This can happen when you get a brand new car and you're so excited to have your brand new car. And then all of a sudden you imagine like getting into a crash and getting it all wrecked up. So we do this to ourselves because we're uncomfortable beyond a certain limit of positivity and joy and success in our lives. Well, this is a problem for those of us who are out there in the world trying to be more successful than we currently are, that people who want to push past their savings goals for financial freedom, people who want to have a successful romantic relationship, people who want to get into new jobs, we just tend to hold ourselves back. Because we get too close to this upper limit and then it's like, oh, that's uncomfortable. Like, let's knock ourselves down. So in his book, Gay Hendricks talks about four underlying beliefs that drive this upper limit. And they reinforce it. So they make us keep using it and keep self-sabotaging. The first one is about being fundamentally flawed. So people who have this one feel like good things don't happen to bad people. And so it's like, well, I'll never get that job. Good things don't happen to bad people and I'm bad people. Or this relationship could never last, or this person could never really like me because I'm fundamentally flawed. So that's the first one. The second one is this fear that success means that we're going to leave behind our past as we soar past our roots. So if you've ever seen the movie Good Will Hunting, I think this was a little bit of what was going on for Matt Damon, who's the main character, who's this math genius, but doesn't want to leave his hometown and all of his friends that he's grown up with. So he keeps kind of pushing away the success and the offers for these better jobs, et cetera. The third belief that continues to reinforce our upper limits and keeps us self-sabotaging is that we believe that we're a burden. So somewhere along the way, we got the idea that we are a burden on other people. And so we feel like if we're more successful, that we will actually become more of a burden on the people in our lives. And then finally, the last one is that we need to dim our light so that we don't outshine others. And this can happen anywhere. You can see it with siblings, you can see it with parents, spouses, colleagues, friends. You know, you get a promotion, but your friend doesn't, so you kind of downplay it or you don't talk about it. You're in a super fabulous relationship, but your colleague isn't, so you just don't really talk about it, don't celebrate it. And we dim our light instead of celebrating our light. There's a Marianne Williamson quote that talks about this and the idea of sharing our light and how that creates space for others to do the same. And I just love that because I truly believe that if everybody's willing to share their good things, then it makes it safe for everyone else to do it as well. So if you're hearing these and you're thinking like, oh man, this is suddenly making so much sense. I feel like I self-sabotage all the time. Well, you may be wondering, what the heck do I do about this? The first thing to do about this is to just become aware of this whole idea of the upper limit. Just notice it. And as you notice it, you're going to want to think about which ones are showing up for me and where. So I often have leaned in and tried to think about like, okay, of these four, like, do I feel fundamentally flawed? No. You know, does success mean I'm going to leave behind my roots? Maybe. Do I believe that I'm a burden? No, I don't really think I'm a burden. Should I dim my light not to outshine others? Maybe. So understand which ones show up for you and where you may be reinforcing your own upper limit. Once you start recognizing when you upper limit yourself, and this can happen, like here's a few examples of where I've found myself doing this. I'll be out on a wonderful walk with my husband and we'll be talking about our future and dreaming and scheming about everything that can be. And then I'll bring up some nitpicky thing. And then that gets us going and arguing about something. And then the whole thing kind of dampens the mood, right? That happens all the time. You know, everything's great. And then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, what about this? Poke. And that's not great. Or things will be going really well for me at work, but maybe they're not going so well for a friend of mine in their job or someone in my family. And so rather than celebrating what's going well, I just kind of like stay quiet about it or, you know, try to find things that aren't going well so that I can talk about that and, you know, commiserate with friends or colleagues. And none of that feels good. And so the whole goal here is to be able to stay in the place where you experience joy and love and connection and success and belonging and all the things that we talk about wanting in life for longer periods of time without sabotaging ourselves. So when you can get familiar and you can notice yourself doing it in action, then you can start to call it out. So now I notice when I'm upper limiting myself. And actually, my friend and co-founder, our CEO, Gretchen Pisano, who introduced me to this whole idea, she and I talk about it all the time. We will be slacking back and forth with each other and say, oh, I'm totally upper limiting myself. Or, oh, yesterday I upper limited myself. We had this fabulous dinner and then blah, blah, blah. So being able to call it out when it's happening is another great way to notice when you're doing it. And then finally, it's really a mindset shift. I mean, we've really got to think about like, how do we shift our mindset away from I'm fundamentally flawed to I deserve success? How do we shift from I'm going to have to leave behind my roots to I can be successful and stay connected to my roots? How do we change the belief that we're a burden to something different? Maybe good things bring ease and freedom versus good things bring more burden. And finally, this idea that we need to not outshine others is shifted or can be shifted to my light makes it safe for others to shine theirs. Get to know your own upper limit. Notice where you start to feel uncomfortable or vulnerable when things get too good in your life. Notice when you start thinking, well, sure, the market's good now, but when is that going to crash? Or sure, this relationship's great now, but there's probably something like terrible that I haven't found out about my partner yet. Or business is good, but it won't always be this good. So there's just a great opportunity to raise your self-awareness and your consciousness to when you're intervening and kind of taking yourself down a level so that you feel less vulnerable in the world. And I don't know about you, but if I'm going to be vulnerable, I want to do it for things that bring me joy or things that bring me success, more so than feeling vulnerable about the hard stuff to feel, like shame or anxiety or fear. Now, we can't numb vulnerability in any way, but we certainly can recognize it and lean into it and build a tolerance for it. So I am down for building a tolerance so that I can bust beyond my upper limit, move that ceiling way higher, and experience a lot more success and joy in my life. And I hope you are too. In the meantime, just start paying attention and noticing if you are leaning into any of these patterns of upper limiting yourself. And I appreciate you tuning into the show today. If you've enjoyed the show, please share it with somebody that you care about. You could also share it with somebody you don't care about. They probably need it as much. We want to thank PLink Leadership, who is our sponsor for the show, and invite you to check out the website at plinkleadership.com for leadership development opportunities for your company and opportunities to bring our coaches in as speakers at your next event. Thanks so much. Have a great week.